Hey, it's Loveline. I'm Dr. Drew. That's Adam Carolla with a broken mic. Tonight, our guest on Loveline, Matthew Willard. Matthew, take your mic.
I'm trying to get my mic over to Adam. He's the star of the show.
Yes, Adam Carolla has a busted mic, and I am in my glory.
Yeah, the worm has turned. He's back with a hot mic. Drew and I just had a little scream off during the 10 seconds before the show started. Matthew Lillard is here. He's talking about Summer Catch, which is coming out.
August
24th, which was last Friday. Freddie Prinze Jr., who by all accounts is a super nice guy. Is that true?
Uber nice.
Yeah.
Uber nice.
I hate it when good-looking guys aren't either gay or mean or both. You're just praying when really good-looking guys are just sort of prissy or just mean as hell.
Bad at sports.
You want to hate
bad.
Them.
Just uncoordinated or mean or gay or all three.
God only gives so many gifts, and he actually got them all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, bastard.
I would, this is a baseball movie, and I would love to do a baseball movie because there's just nothing better than throwing a baseball.
You were Dodger Stadium, right? Didn't I say
yeah.
that? Yeah, Matthew and I got to play in Dodger Stadium.
Yeah.
Adam. Did you play? I didn't play.
I did.
Damn,
I got one at bat.
You're more famous than I am.
No.
What'd you do, whiff?
No, I hit right to Mindy Burbano.
You
it's a girl.
Tell me, a chick got you out?
Hey, she's an awesome.
Oh, okay. Got him out.
She has heat. I'm telling you right now. She's got skills.
I told you.
She's good.
All right. We were also talking to Matthew about Scooby-Doo, which is... When's Scooby-Doo coming out?
Next June.
And
big Warner Brothers movie.
You filmed that in... Did you say Australia?
Yeah, 6 months.
Why?
The dollar. It's the dollar.
It goes further then.
Yeah, 50 cents on the dollar. And then Warner Brothers has a huge studio down there. So
really?
Yeah, they do a lot of work down there. You'd be surprised.
Where?
Matrix shot down there.
Where?
The Gold Coast. Huh. How bad does this suck? Surfer's Paradise, the Gold Coast.
Oof.
And do you surf?
No.
You look like you should surf.
Well, I grew up in Orange County. So,
if he actually were a surfer, he wouldn't be moving along as nicely as he is. You know,
that's right.
He'd still be surfing.
Dude, I love surfing, brah.
Give us a little shot of the Shaggy voice. You do that?
You ready? I should have warned. I knew this was coming. I should have warmed up. Zoinks. Like Scoob. That's all I can do. It's like crack. I'm like a crack dealer. The first one's free, and then all the kids at home will.
We had Jay Moore last night doing
Christopher Walken.
Yeah,
right.
He's funny
and
good. Yours is good.
Not as good. Oh, there's my mic back. Not as good as Matthew doing a Shaggy.
Right.
That Jay Moore. He's fast. That kid.
Oh yeah. He's got a good mind. Well, you got to give a little shot of Christopher Walken
and put this watch in your ass. Your father knew that was the only place the gooks would never check. Dysentery, diarrhea, nothing could deter your father to rip this watch from his ass. I give this watch to you.
He's good.
Matthew, do a little Shaggy.
God, now I feel like I'm good. Now I gotta bring it.
It's a shag off.
Do the watch soliloquy as Shaggy.
Like, man.
I can't do it. I can't do it that long. No way. I can't do it.
So, write it out for him.
So, now, who played everyone else in this movie?
Freddie Prinze Jr.
Played.
Fred
Jones.
Wait a minute. Freddie Prinze Jr. was in Summer Catch.
Yeah.
But I'm back on, still on Scooby-Doo. Yeah.
We're the Corey and Corey of the new millennium.
Who were the other...
Freddie Prinze Jr., did he make his hair blonde or something?
Yeah.
Oh, he was...
Yeah. He's in it again. I'm telling
Jesus
you right
Christ.
Now. When we do everything together.
God, I got to befriend somebody with talent. That's what I got to do.
And power.
Yeah. So he's the blonde. Yeah. He's Freddy. And then
Sarah Michelle Gellar plays Daphne.
Right.
And then there's Thelma.
Yeah. And
who plays
Velma.
Velma.
Who plays Velma?
Linda Cardellini. And she is awesome. Linda Cardellini was on Freaks and Geeks. She's done a bunch of independent films. This is her first big feature.
Well, who plays the dog?
It's CGI, like the raptors,
right?
Or like Stuart Little and Stuart Little,
right? So do you guys do a lot of peeling out when you're running?
Yeah, there's a lot of that. There's all the shenanigans that are incorporated in the cartoon we bring to real life.
The running.
There you go. Zoinks.
You know the thing about
how many zoinks do you think I can throw in an hour show?
You've gotten 14 in already. We're only 5 minutes into the show, so I'd say about 125 an hour. You know, the thing about Shaggy is he was really a stoner.
Oh, yeah.
Just minus the weed. He was hungry all the time, scared assless, and basically brain dead.
The Scooby snacks.
Yeah. Which were, well, Scooby, I don't know what
the
Scooby.
He talked to a dog that talked back. That's weird, bro.
And he ate those, he'd eat those burgers. He'd eat like a stack of burgers.
You know what? Shaggy, vegetarian. Bet you didn't know that.
No,
vegetarian. He wasn't. Oh, yes, he is.
In the cartoon, really?
Shaggy Rogers, veggie.
Eats a lot of pizza.
You know what his first name is? Norval.
Really?
Norval Shaggy Rogers.
Lungs!
Word.
Well, anyway, let's not focus too much on Scooby-Doo and talk more about Summer Catch, which is out in theaters everywhere. And tell us the story of this. Freddie Prinze is a pitcher, right?
He's a pitcher in the Cape Cod Baseball Summer League, which is an actual league that exists in Cape Cod, Massachusetts.
Is it a farm team for somebody? Or
yeah, it's basically it's a collegiate all-star league during the summer. Mm. And these kids from all over the United States go to the Cape Cod League. And the people of Cape Cod open their houses, and these kids stay with the families of the area. And they play baseball in front of pro scouts all summer. It's the first time that collegiate all-stars get a chance to swing wood bats in front of pro scouts.
And they give them wood bats because that's what they're going to play with in pros.
You're going to play with sticks.
And eventually, I think they're going to switch those collegiate bats to wood bats because they kill pitchers with those goddamn aluminum bats. They have these, like, you know, $400 magnesium bats. Mm. And when they hit one, you know, a guy serves up a 95-mile-an-hour fastball.
Pow.
And some kid who's hopped up on roids smacks.
Ephedra
creatine smacks a liner back at the pitcher. It'll kill him.
Nice.
Yeah, may go right off their head.
That's not me, by the way.
That isn't?
That's not, no, well, that is me, but.
That is you.
They keep doing it. Lies?
Yeah, it's not you, lies.
I don't want everyone home to go.
There's tons of stuff that is not me that gets repeated on this show.
Right. Go ahead, Anderson.
You're gay.
There you go.
You see? There's others.
Just called Shaggy Gay. Now, what position do you play?
Catcher.
Oh, that's a bummer. Were you down there squatting down the whole time?
I mean, dude, it was the best job in the world. We played. You know, we played baseball all summer, and the days we weren't playing baseball, we were acting, and then days we weren't working at all, golfing right on the coast down in North Carolina, it was perfect.
Stop.
Did you play baseball in, like, high school or whatever?
No, I never played baseball. Played soccer, played football, never baseball.
So did you have to go to, like, camp? I mean, you know, have a guy work with you and all that stuff?
You know, movies are so fond of this thing. You know, if you're doing a war movie, you go to war camp. Mm. You know, if you're doing a sports movie, you go to the sports camp to teach you how to look not like an actor,
but
like an athlete.
But I'm totally fine with the sports aspect of it, the sports camp, because if you grow up kicking a ball and now somebody tells you to throw a ball, you're not going to look like a collegiate athlete throwing the ball until somebody shows you how to throw a ball. But all this stuff where, like, me and Tom Hanks bivouacked for 3 weeks before the thing, I just say, look, fellas, it's called acting. When a guy in a crowd outfit is chasing me with a bayonet, don't worry, it's going to look good. We don't have to sleep on the ground for a week in order to sell that. They always do that.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, well, I don't understand that part of it. Why do we have to bond? Do you know what I'm saying? I do appreciate the thing where if you're going to be a boxer or a baseball player, you obviously
have
to.
Yeah, you don't want to throw it off the wrong foot.
You have to look like it.
Yeah.
All right. So
I looked all right.
Here we go.
Were your knees going nuts down in that
not
squat
that
the whole time?
Not that bad. I'll have to tell you about my scrotum injury later.
Oh, God.
Ooh.
Oh, it's terrible.
Somebody fouled one off the plate and got it under the cup?
No, I went sliding into home. Actually, no, USA Today called me and said that we wanted to do a feature on it.
On the scrotum?
Yeah, and I said no.
Did you get the whole swollen action and the ultrasound done?
I'll take 2 minutes. Yeah. I took my cup out sliding into home because it's big. You know, we were running around second to third inside the park, home run.
Right.
Thank you very much. Go sliding into home. Movies are fantastic. Sliding into home, and the first time I had my cup on, it killed me.
Head first slide.
Oh, yeah. Right. Bruised my pelvis. Yeah. So
took
that
dragging
thing
on it.
Yeah.
And everyone was like, "Don't take it off. Don't take it off." I'm like, "Please." You know, you play sports your whole life. When was the last time you damaged your scrotum?
Never. Been a while.
High school football.
So I took the cup out, and I was sliding into home, and enormous pain, and was like, you know, carried through the night, woke up the next day, and my sack.
Swollen.
I had a black sack.
Yeah.
I had half a black sack.
Nice.
My wife was terrified.
Yeah.
You wake up, that thing's black. That's terrible.
Was it big, too? Swollen?
It's always big.
No, I mean bigger than usual.
Oh, right. No, it wasn't. You know, it wasn't that. It wasn't that swollen.
So just you tore a vein.
Oh, it's terrible. Yeah. And then, and this is the best part. Had to go to
get ultrasound.
Yeah, had to go to the clinic.
Sure.
And I check in, and of course, you know, I'm the guy from Scream, and you've got seven teenagers working in front of the desk.
Right, and you've got to get your sack out.
What's wrong with you? Well, I have a black sack, and that sent them into a tizzy.
Scrotum, scrotum, I like to keep testes in.
Probably were.
Yeah. Nice.
Scrotum.
Yeah.
Scrotum.
She's a bitch.
S-C-R-T-U-M. I'll keep them locked up in your BVDs. Unless you want to have them hang to your knees.
Everyone.
Scrotum. Scrotum. As I keep it to season.
That's probably worse, singing about scrotums, everybody. So what they do? Yeah, they.
So the doctor came in. Here this woman comes in, and I'm sitting there. It's an embarrassing situation. Anytime you're sitting there with your junk out, it's not a pleasant situation.
Yeah, but it doesn't bother us at all.
Yeah, but it's weird, like, and it's always going to be weird. And plus, you don't want to act like a prude, but you do, like, when they leave the room sometimes and your junk's still hanging out, you want to go, like, can I put the junk back in, or do you need to take it with you?
So I can't imagine being a woman.
How'd they treat it?
Have
to drain it, or no?
No.
Just let it go. Ice and elevation, and wear jock straps all the time.
Yeah, three people came in to check it out.
Yeah. You didn't get an ultrasound?
I didn't.
Wow.
Let me, I just came up with an invention.
You should have had one.
I'm getting scared. Don't look at
me
like
that. No, he's fine.
I gotta
Drew, look at his nuts.
I'm going to have to.
Oh,
Drew, you really sounded gay there. With this. I'm going to have to.
You
sounded like Shaggy.
Like Shaggy.
Zoinks.
Right on the break, man.
Show me the sack, Scoober. All right. Let's give Drew a little sacky treat.
Seriously, because you can get scarred.
Oh, he's fine.
You should see a urologist.
Look, I will not let you examine.
I won't examine, but I will tell you. You can have some injuries
now.
I'm
trying to have kids.
Yeah, you need to
I got to check the junk out?
Just have it checked out.
Yes. All right, let me say one thing before we go to calls regarding scrotum sacs. To me, it's feast or famine with this cup. For protection, you either have nothing or you have this, like, indestructible Tupperware lid that's stuffed down your pants. It's
so
hard
we need
to walk
some, we need
in.
Some intermediate protection?
And the problem is
a lot of rubber.
Yeah, a lot of guys pull these things out because, just like you said, you do the slide and you almost break your pelvis bone with it. Here's my point. But you don't want to go without.
Right.
Shouldn't there be some sort of flexible, something that offers some protection, but it's not like someone built a fortress in your underpants?
Yeah.
It's something in between. No one has invented that. It's either cup or underpants, and I'd like something a little in between.
Yeah, we sort of need something akin to the face guard in football helmets. You know, different gradation, one with little, you know, different kinds of
how about
protection.
Form fitting? Yeah. How about taking a mold of the actual sack and designing something that can harden, like a plastic?
And by the way,
hold on, Anderson, start heating the wax. We're gonna do that.
I'm gonna have to.
Ian?
Yes.
You're 20.
Yes.
What's up?
What's that?
What do you want?
my question is well, every time me and my girlfriend, when we have sex and when I put the condom on, I lose my erection. I mean, I don't know if it's
how long have you been with her?
A year and a half.
That's actually a common complaint, though, right? That have you been using condoms the whole time?
Yes.
And you've not been successful ever with them?
Sometimes, but maybe like 25% of the time.
Are you on any medication?
No.
And you have no medical problems?
Nope.
Well, my next invention is the rigid condom. I know it sounds like it's going against the cup idea, but this is where we need some rigidity.
Yeah.
Just a hard shell of a condom. You stuff whatever's left your penis into it, and the woman never knows the difference.
Penis extender. That's nice. Listen, is it at the point at which you put the condom on, or is it as then you start having intercourse and then you lose it?
No, it's actually like right when I put the condom on.
All right, so now this Adam has the solution for this one. This is your drilling and your condom loader and all that stuff.
Oh, right. Yeah, I'm going to skip that. You need to kill yourself, Ian. I'm just playing a hunch. I don't have time to get into this explanation.
No. Come on.
All right, your penis does. You need to practice with this condom because here's what happens. You get very excited. The moment is upon you, and then all of a sudden you stop. You turn the light on. You fiddle around awkwardly with this condom. Then you start thinking too much, and meanwhile your penis does not cooperate.
Nice.
You need to make this condom application fast, easy, and you need to rehearse. And I'm saying, listen, go get yourself a handful of condoms they keep in that big dish out, that big goldfish bowl out front of, like, you know, the parenting place, Planned Parenthood, and start practicing. Beat off, get about halfway into it, and then sit up, rip off a condom, put it on, and finish beating off. I bet if you got your penis used to that, you'd be able to do it with a woman. You need to do it fast, too.
And
you need to drill, is what I'm saying.
And then finally, you are married, right?
No, I'm
girlfriend.
Not married.
Just girlfriend.
Well, year and a half.
Why don't you consider other means of contraception?
As in?
Birth control pill. God, I can't wait till the male pill comes out. It's coming out soon. So
can't you get her on the pill?
She's like, I don't know. We've talked about it. We've discussed it, but she's kind of freaky about it. Cause like, you know, the whole, like, how everybody says
the weight.
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
she freaks out about that.
There are different doses of different kinds of pills, and listen, the weight gain issue should not be substantial. In fact, there are health benefits to being on birth control pills.
I think it's more in the condom, though. But Ian, your penis, does it not work correctly other than the condom application part?
No, it works fine.
Are you into this relationship?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, year and a half, still going for the condom.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, it's time to move on. I mean, it's time to get her on the pill or figure something out or do my condom drill.
Haven't IUDs made a comeback now?
They are making a condom. I just heard this. Yeah, I've had such... I think it was New England Journal just put an article out on this, and I've had such awful experiences with IUDs that I'm not jumping on board with this one, with women that have not had had a pregnancy. Also, they are inducing abortions. I mean, that's what they do, basically. And there's all this controversy about using the morning after pill. Why IUDs suddenly are okay? I'm very... very confused about that.
IUDs induce an abortion?
IUDs prevent implantation. That's
how
they work.
Is that inducing an abortion?
In the eyes of the people who criticize morning after pills as inducing abortion, it's more likely to induce abortion. That's how it works, if you consider that abortion.
Right, but these retards are the ones who think, you know, Ham begat Job, and Job begat Hezekiah, and he turned the water into wine.
As we found last night.
These are idiots,
basically. As we found last night, Lot had sex with both his daughters while his wife turned into a pillar of salt.
They're not much. Science is not something they're that interested
in.
Yeah, they think the
How'd
earth,
because
you know,
he's a fascinating character.
They think the earth is 2,000 years old. You know what I'm talking about? Anyone who brings up a dinosaur is a heretic. So you're not dealing with people that follow science too closely. Carolyn?
Yeah.
You're 16?
Yeah. Hey, guys.
Hey, what's up?
Matthew, you're really hot.
Totally.
You should see him in person.
Ow!
Okay, so, like, my question is, I went to Southern California, like, 3 weeks ago with some friends.
From Chicago?
Yeah. Okay. And I met, like, this 26-year-old guy. And, like, he was really cute and everything, and, like, we had a lot of fun together. And, like, so I had a one-night stand with him. And, like, and then I found out he, had, like, has a 6-year-old daughter and a 3-year-old son, and he's, like, divorced.
Right.
And so, like, I was like, okay, he's, like, 26. I probably shouldn't talk to this guy ever again. This is really not cool. But we exchanged, like, contact information. And now, like, I feel like because I shared this intimate experience with him that, like, I should be in contact with him because I've only slept with 4 people. But, like, I've also had one other one-night stand, and that was in Florida.
Well, so, you like, get around a little bit here.
For China,
you need to stay in Chicago.
Yeah. Caroline, it sounds like you feel obliged to call him. Do you think he's sort of expecting
you to? He's a criminal, this guy.
Yeah, he's a criminal. He doesn't care. Don't worry about him. Worry about you.
What are you, going into the 11th grade?
Yeah.
Man, the guy's 26.
With 2 kids?
Yeah. He thinks I'm like 21 because I look really old.
Nah, he doesn't care.
Did you tell him you were 21?
Yeah.
All right. I'll buy that.
All right.
But listen, you can't carry on a relationship with this guy. He's in California.
Although
you're in Chicago and you're underage, so why bother?
And don't feel obliged because somehow he is thinking what you're thinking. He's not.
Really?
He may like her.
He may like her, but he's not thinking we shared this intimate encounter.
What's he do out here?
He said that he like does some like painting thing, like, and makes $70,000 a year, like. I don't even, like, supervising painters or something.
All right. Listen. That's what I love about chicks. They have no idea what any guy ever does.
What would you ever want out of this relationship? There's nothing to have.
He's just really cool. Like, I thought he was really adorable, and, like, he had this awesome personality and everything, and, like...
Chalk it up to a life experience. Move on. It was a great experience. Move on.
16.
So I shouldn't
16.
Talk to him?
No, I'd say not. We don't like this guy. I'm worried about you. I'm worried about you parading yourself around as 21 in other parts of the country.
Right.
Carolyn, relax a little bit.
Where are your folks? And by the way, you know, what's the plan? We'll go out to L.A. We'll go to Universal Studios, Disneyland. Some older guy will pork my daughter. And then it's back to the Ramada Inn. And,
no, they sent me there, like, with two friends. They're like, have fun.
Oh, my God. What do your parents do for a living?
My mom's a real estate agent, and my dad, like, I don't know, he's some business.
I don't know.
That's what I love about women.
So, like, I mean, my dad, like, he's kind of crazy, I think.
No kidding.
Yeah.
He used to be alcoholic and everything.
Yeah, okay, we're getting that.
They sent you to California with two of your friends that are the same age?
No, one is 17 and the other one is like this guy who's 22.
Oh, my God. Is your dad in recovery now or no? He's just not using?
He didn't like go to recovery or anything. He just like stopped drinking because like...
Is he taking pills or something now?
No.
What's he doing? How's he getting by without drinking?
I don't know. Like, he still drinks, but just, like, once in a while.
All right.
Like,
so you smoke pot or something?
How does she know? She doesn't know what he does for a living.
Dad's an alcoholic. Dad's not an untreated alcoholic who's out of control, and she's just reacting. She's trying to survive.
All right, honey, here's a quarter unless if you have to make a call, and here's $50 if you need to score like a
dime bag
of weed.
Yeah.
And here's a flask.
That sounds
like
a swingers weekend. The kid's out of town. Like, let's put the keys in the bowl.
Yeah. If you really want to do, call Carolyn. Good idea. We'll call Carolyn back in a couple weeks, see how she's doing. But Carolyn, if you really want to do something for yourself, go to Alateen. Just, you know, don't worry about this guy. Take yourself somewhere where you can get some support.
All right. Let's take ourselves a little break. Matthew Lillard is here from Summer Catch, out in theaters as we speak with his good buddy, Freddie Prinze Jr., who he must have nude pictures of somewhere or something. He's got to have some goods on this Freddie Prinze Jr. Otherwise, he'd not carry him like he's been doing. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, we'll speak to Brandon. He's 15. When he gets stressed out, he burns himself with a lighter after this.
Love Line with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
1-800-LOVE-191.
Everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Matthew Lillard is our guest tonight from Summer Catch.
What song is that?
I don't know.
Is that the marijuana song?
No. Out in theaters as we speak. And coming up soon in Scooby-Doo. And what the hell's the other movie you're coming up in?
13 Ghosts.
What's that about?
It's a big event picture, Halloween. It's a Joel Silver big, haunted house movie.
Comes out on Halloween?
Uh-huh.
I love a scary movie.
Oh,
is it
scary? It's a good one. Yeah, R-rated. They're avoiding NC-17. Very exciting stuff.
Good. Yeah. I love that. You know, it's nothing better than people trapped in a place and having to wait till sun up.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
You're going to like that one,
don't
JoJo.
Do that enough.
Nice.
Brandon?
Hi.
You're 15?
Yeah, Adam, I just want to say you're my idol, man.
Oh, thank you, man.
Brandon.
Right.
Yeah, so when I get stressed out and stuff, I burn myself, and I don't know why.
Well, it sounds like you do a lot of stuff to manage feelings other than just burning, right?
Yeah.
And do some drugs and things.
A little pot, you know?
Yeah, a little in the last hour.
Are you stoned, Brandon?
Maybe.
You know, the tough part about being stoned is you can never pull it off. You can never pull it off. Whenever I'm stoned, my buddy Ray always gets right in my face and he looks me right in the eye and he goes, "Are you stoned?" And I'm like, and I always look down and go, "Why? What do you?" You know, you try to come up with that creative answer. What makes you think, or why is it?
And no.
It's like you start laughing halfway into
there's
it.
There's always that laughing breakdown.
You end up spitting on him while you're laughing. All right. So Brandon, what's up?
So, Brandon, this is sort of, I would predict, a post-traumatic stress reaction. That you're trying to manage all these overwhelming feelings and flashbacks with drugs and arousal and burning and whatnot. So what happened to you?
My dad died a few months ago, so...
All right. Well, that's the latest thing. You've been sort of stressed your whole life?
Well, yeah, before they kind of, you know, hit me a few times.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
What'd your dad die of?
Cancer.
Of what?
Leukemia.
Leukemia, wow.
And so he used to beat you before that?
Yeah. Only when I was, like, bad and stuff.
You know what? That's what everyone says who gets beaten. There's no such thing as a child that does something that requires them or is bad enough to need them to be beaten. There's no such thing.
All right. So you got this post-traumatic stress disorder going on. You got to get a little therapy, a little counseling.
Yeah,
for this.
And you're an addict, Brandon. And what has to happen is you have to get the addiction treated. The PTSD will sort of surface. You'll learn how to deal with those things, and you'll learn new ways of managing affect and learn to feel good about yourself.
All right.
Managing feelings.
In the meantime, pick up a Sony PlayStation. Do something else.
Well, it's all about distraction, though. Even the burning is just a distraction thing, and he needs to stop distracting and start feeling.
All right.
And the burning shows how severe those painful feelings are. That's what you have to do to yourself to get away from those feelings.
Couldn't you just scrape your nuts on home plate like Matthew? I mean, that's how he copes. That's how he deals with stress.
You know, the other thing is, it's bigger than you.
That's
so
right.
Don't be scared to go get help, because let me tell you something. You're dealing with issues that are huge, bro, that most people don't have to deal with in life. So go deal with it, because you can't handle it.
Well, especially when somebody does bad things to you and then they die, and you feel guilt over, in a way, probably a sense
There's
of
no
relief.
There's no closure.
Right. Mm. Jason?
Yeah?
You're 17?
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, Adam.
Hey, what's happening?
Dude, another user here. What's going on?
Hey, like 5 days ago or something, I tried sleeping pills to get high.
What kind?
Hold on, let me get the box.
Oh, you mean just over the counter?
Over the counter sleeping pills.
Mm. All right.
Like, and I got really, really messed up when I tried them, and I was really scared, and I want to know, like, the effects of them, and, like...
How many did you take?
It says to take 2, and I took 7. Like, what? I took 5, and, like, it didn't happen for, like, 20 minutes after I took them. So I took 2 more, because I was like, why isn't anything happening, you know?
Yeah, it's just the same feeling I have every time I take over-the-counter stuff. So why is nothing happening? But for me, I go for the booze. I don't go for more pills.
And the heroin.
I realize they need to be activated, like a bulb that needs watering. You know what I'm saying?
Did you get agitated and start sort of getting paranoid and...
Yeah, it was like being high.
Yeah, but were you speedy or were you sleepy?
I was speedy, really speedy.
Yeah. That's the thing that's weird about sleeping pills is, the over-the-counter stuff at least. You take 2, you get sleepy. You take 4, you get speedy.
Well, it's all something called diphenhydramine. You guys know it as Benadryl. And you take more than 50 milligrams of Benadryl and you get something called an anticholinergic delirium, which is a side effect of the Benadryl. And
sucks.
And you can get really agitated and really psychotic from that. And it's not fun. It doesn't necessarily harm you, like brain damage, that kind of thing. But, boy, you can do wild stuff. It's a delirium. I mean, you're out of your mind. Some of the wildest psychoses I've seen have been on anticholinergic.
Well, you deal with lightweights, but exclusively. Says it right outside his office. Welcome, lightweights. Yeah.
Drew, welcome, wussies.
It does not say, it says lightweights only.
Lightweights only. You should really get, like, on your business card, like, serving lightweights since 1979. Yeah. Or maybe the light of weight. I think that's the medical term. But, Drew.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. As you know, I love a sleeping pill.
As I know.
Now, the problem with the over-the-counter stuff is you take 2, and it's like, you know, I'm a 190-pound guy, doesn't really do too much, I don't feel too much. And then I take 3, I get speedy, so I'm screwed up. Why not, is there any over-the-counter sleeping pill that has some of the same properties or some of the same ingredients as the over-the-counter, I mean the under-the-counter or the prescription stuff?
No.
Because that stuff, if you take 5... You'll just heart will stop. You'll start
breathing.
Start be like a Bugs Bunny cartoon when he got hold of the ether. That's what happens. So why can't there be one? Because then I could just take 4 of those and I'd be fine. You know what I'm saying?
Isn't it dangerous? Can you go to sleep and die from taking too many Benadryl?
Oh, Benadryl?
Over-the-counter stuff?
No, you get these anticholinergic reactions and get real sick.
Wow.
But Drew, why don't they make an over-the-counter one that has the same
Those are dose-related sedating medications that if there was one medicine they wouldn't want to have access to over-the-counter, that would be one, because people could easily overdose and die easily.
Instead, we just have to freak out, like push our cuticles back all night because we took too many of the over-the-counter.
Robitussin.
Does that
put you to sleep?
Well, that also will give you hallucinations if you take a bunch of it.
All right.
Called robo-tripping.
So, Jason needs to what? He's fine.
Jason is a drug addict, and he's fishing around for...
Jason.
Yeah?
Stop monkeying around with your brain, would you?
Like, will I, like, die if I take these too many of them?
Yes.
You could, yeah.
Well,
such a thing.
Seriously, I'm serious.
Well, look, you're alive, aren't you?
Yeah.
Well, you took 7, and you're alive.
What if I, like, keep using them?
Don't do it anymore.
Jason, what the hell is going on with you? Why are you having such trouble sleeping?
No, that's
he just
not
wants
the problem.
To get effed up.
That's not the problem, man.
Can't you like go down to the liquor store and score some Mickey's Big Mouth or something?
But it's so cheap.
It's not that much cheaper than a 6-pack of beer.
What are you trying to run away from? What's going on? You have to be away.
I don't know. Maybe my mom, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Whoa, I never realized that you could get like this deep into it.
Well, you're into it, Jason, and that's not the only drug you're doing, obviously.
Yeah, are you on it now?
No.
It just sounds that way.
Imagine when he's on it.
Whacked.
Well, I can't believe you're like, you think it could be like some family problem or something.
Yeah, there's something you're trying to run away from, trying to escape.
Oh, jeez. That's bad.
Yeah, it is bad. There are better ways to do it than hurting yourself.
Jason, seriously, it's 17. If you're working this hard to catch a buzz, you got to look into what's motivating that, all right?
Yeah.
All right. Cool. All right.
Yeah.
All
take
right.
care, Jason.
Yeah.
Woo.
Well, I just
I love it. It just dawns on him.
You don't want to.
Oh, wow. I'm kind of whacked.
I mean, dude. Imagine this guy 25.
Ugh, when he can buy the beer.
He'd be the same.
No, I
he'll
say,
be
I
still
say
on
worse.
Sitting pills.
Ivy?
Hello.
Oh.
Hello?
Hi. I have a question for Matthew Lillard.
Are you in a bathroom?
No, I'm in the garage.
Oh.
Wow.
You don't want your parents to know you're talking to me?
No, my mom's sleeping. She told me to go in the garage.
Is your garage tiled?
No.
Oh. Did she tell you to start the car?
Not in the garage.
My mom used to
What question do you have for me?
You lived in the garage, though.
Aquarius.
True.
Okay, I was wondering. In SLC Punk, like, you were, like, a punk rocker guy. Were you like that in real life before you did the movie or after you did the movie? Or did you just do that in the movie?
I grew up listening to punk, Orange County punk. But was I a punk? Like, did I go around and beat people up and do all that stuff? No.
No.
It's make-believe, dear.
Oh, I was just wondering.
I'm not really in space and Wing Commander, and I don't really kill people and scream.
Okay.
But no, I listen to the music.
He is a semi-pro ball player, though.
I listen to the music. I love the music. It's good. It's a good movie. You like it? Okay.
Thanks.
Well, wait.
Yeah.
And Adam and Drew, you guys are, like, really cool. I listen to your show a lot.
Thank you,
Ivy.
Okay, bye.
All right,
Redondo.
Get out of that garage, all right?
Okay.
All right. Go out in the garage. All right, let's talk to Adam at 16. Adam?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's happening?
Everyone's loaded tonight.
What's up, guys? I have moderate acne, and I've been to a dermatologist, and they gave me this proactive stuff.
What kind of acne?
Moderate.
It's moderate. It's not that bad, but it still doesn't look very good.
How'd it work, proactive? That's a kit, right, the proactive?
Yeah, and I've already went through 2 kits of Proactiv.
Yeah.
So I've been on it for about 6 months.
Yep.
And that didn't work, so I went back, and they gave me some kind of soap, oatmeal soap or something, and some Cleosil tea topical lotion, and that still hasn't worked for me.
You might try some over-the-counter benzoyl peroxide 10% on top of that. And then if that all doesn't work, then really the next step probably, other than maybe some oral antibiotics, which they may or may not go to, the next step is Accutane.
Oh, and they gave me minocycline.
Yeah, that's the tetracycline, that's an antibiotic. So if you add the benzoyl peroxide, and if all that doesn't work, then Accutane is your next step.
All right.
And Accutane will work. That stuff is magical.
Let me tell you the key to getting rid of zits. You need a little thing of Oxy-10 and a pin. You have to puncture them and drain them, and then you put the...
Sitting tells me that's bad, right, Doc?
I do it all the time.
Just let him go on. Whatever you say, it's not going to matter.
It's not going to help.
And let me tell you, all this sterilization crap nonsense. I get a pin that was left in like an old sausage for a week. It's rotting out in the yard. I wipe it under my armpit.
No, stick it in my mouth.
Here's the thing about it.
All that germ theory stuff. Nonsense.
Yes. Nonsense.
Malarkey.
The jury is still out. You take a pin. I use a pin from like a sewing kit, and you find the head of that zit. I mean, the pore that, and it'll drop right in. It's like pricking the skin of a plum, and then it just drops in after that. And then you just pull it out,
drain it out,
put that pop, and then just drain it, and then put that Oxy-10 on it, and go to bed.
Nice.
And all will be
toothpaste?
Better in the morning. About toothpaste?
That ends up just irritating. It's not a good thing.
Come on. Yeah. I've been sleeping with toothpaste all over my face for years.
Nice.
Really?
I look my baby skin.
All right. So what is it? I'm right with the pin, though, right, Drew?
Yeah. You're always right.
No, seriously.
You are my teacher.
Everyone, get a pin out. I mean it. Pop that thing with a pin. Don't start pushing on it. You'll just get things irritating.
How do you know this stuff about the drugs for acne?
Because I treat it all the time.
Where do you stop? Are you just doctor of everything?
I'm an internist, a general doctor, yeah.
Jesus.
I would take care of your testy if you had come to me for it.
Yeah.
Steady. We would have gotten that ultrasound right away.
Steady.
Matthew Lillard is our guest. He's on Summer Catch, which is out right now.
Hey, I was just at Occidental College. I want to shout out to a couple guys who helped me out there. Brian Looney and Scott Wanerman, who were big help. And
good. Yeah, good times. All right, we'll take a little break. We'll be back. 1-800-LOVE-191. We'll be right back. Bloodline. I'm Adam Carolla. It's Dr. Drew. Matthew Lillard is here. Summer Catch is the name of his latest movie, which is in theaters as we speak. Go out and see him and Freddie Prinze Jr. throwing the ball around.
I'm in a thong. I'm in a thong in the movie.
Really?
No.
You see the black
sack? No, you don't, actually. But there's a lot of sack to be seen. No, it's weird. That's an intimidating thing.
The thong?
Oh, God, I can't imagine being a woman.
He used, didn't Freddie use like a body double or something?
He had a butt double.
But not you?
No. I'm a big fan of the whole method thing.
Yeah.
Not only that, but nobody could be 6'4 and that skinny.
Right.
Yeah, that's, it's a full body shot. You can't miss me.
Right. How's the ass look on film?
Okay. It's actually the other side.
Oh, it's the front part?
Yeah, it's the other side.
In a thong?
Yeah.
Oh, so we could see the package, basically. But there's a piece of material over the package,
right? Oh,
yeah. Nice.
That's terrifying.
Yeah. All right, you ready to roll here, Drew?
Here we go.
You want to think about that thong?
No.
All right. Okay.
Thank you, though.
John?
Yeah.
You're 15?
Yep.
What's up?
Oh, I'd just like to say, hey, Adam. Hey, Dr. Drew. Hey, Anderson. Saying hey to Anderson.
Yeah.
He's waving. Anderson's waving.
Yeah.
What's up, John?
All right. I have some kind of something on my thing, on my penis.
Your thing?
Yeah, and I don't know what it is.
Is it the head?
No, just at the bottom, at the base of the shaft, I guess.
Just one thing? A little thing?
That's your balls.
One little thing.
Oh, just
it's
one?
It's like a little zit almost?
Yeah, but it's not a zit.
Is it sort of like almost like a wart? But flatter and smaller?
It's really small, and it's... Like just a light color of my skin.
Is there hair coming out of it?
No hair.
Yeah, just grow your pubes over it. I haven't seen the base of my penis in years.
It's probably a pearly penile papule.
What?
Pearly penile papule.
What's that?
These little, as you hit 15, 16, these little lumps. They look kind of like warts. People sometimes confuse them for warts. And they usually occur on the base or around the tip, and they're little pearly little bumps.
Well, it kind of looks like a pimple, sort of.
Well, if it's a pimple, if it turns into a whitehead and bursts on you, then it was a pimple, basically.
No, it didn't do that. It's not
an STD.
Well, molluscum contagiosum can look like that, too. Are you sexually active?
No.
It's a pearly penile papule.
That's why I said it was an STD. I always know the voice of the guy who gets laid.
So it goes away?
Yeah, it's fine.
No, you live with it, it's fine.
You know, it's weird. People always say, geez, how can you make these decisions or make these accusations or generalizations based on people you've never met before? They're not even in the room. You can't see them, and you've only talked to them for 30 seconds, and you're making all these accusations. And the voice, everybody, real powerful. How many times have I been wrong on the virgin versus non-virgin?
Never.
Never?
I don't. Maybe once in the last 100.
I can't remember.
And everyone who calls this show who's 15 or 16 is usually not a virgin. But once in a while, a guy's voice comes up, and it's like, definitely virgin.
Virgin.
John, virgin. Just always know it. Can tell by the voice.
Plus, you do this all the time.
I mean,
you get used to it.
Yeah. you trying to take away from
skills.
My achievement?
No, you got skills. Oh, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You're a pro.
Well, your voice is very telling. And the guys who haven't been laid yet sound like guys who haven't been laid yet. Rachel?
Hello.
Hang on one second, Rachel. I wonder if that's a function.
It's Rochelle.
Okay, Rochelle, hold on a second.
Oh, sorry.
I wonder if that's a function of people having late puberty and thereby not being interested in getting laid. You know what I mean? Maybe we were picking up on a pubertal change.
You definitely could make a correlation, yeah. But it's also there's a certain confidence a man, a certain air, a certain swagger a man has.
Dropping
of
the
laid.
Testicles.
Oh, right. Rachel.
It's okay.
I mean, Rochelle. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, whatever.
Has people called you Rachel your whole effing life?
Yeah.
All right. Well, then change it to Rachel. Please. Please. Yeah. It drives me nuts. I'd kick your dad and mom right in the quarters for me, would you please?
I should, actually, yeah.
All right. Go ahead.
For other reasons, I imagine.
Yeah, go ahead.
My question is, I've been with this guy for a year now, and he calls it cheating. I've kissed three of his friends and one of my exes. I've never gotten real intimate.
He calls it cheating, the temerity of that young man. What do you call it?
She calls it maze. And what kind of...
Nobody's going to get that except me.
I think...
I don't get it.
Matthew doesn't get it.
So I really wish I did, though.
That's an old commercial.
There's an old commercial where this hot-looking Indian chick... came on and was for Mazola corn oil.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know why. You know how every once in a while a commercial seems to just sort of catch on? It's like ancient Chinese secret for Calgonite or whatever? This was that from about 25 years ago. And this Indian woman, she shucks an ear of corn and she said, "You call it corn. We call it maize." And for some reason, I don't know, like all the fifth graders would walk around going, "We call it maize." Yeah,
all the fifth graders that had puberty because they're
right. A hot Pocahontas chick was handling this phallic-like object. Anyway, I'm sorry, Rochelle.
Okay.
Yeah, maize means
nothing. So what do you call it? You don't call it cheating?
Well, it is. I know it's wrong, but I want to know why it's happening. Well,
hold on a second. Quiet. When you kiss, are you really making out? What are you talking about then?
No. It's,
no.
She knows she's doing something wrong.
No. Hold on. I want to know exactly physically what's going on.
It's just, we just kiss. Like, there's no tongue or anything.
But are you kind of making out?
No.
All right. Well, then who cares? What are you talking about then?
Well, he's so pissed off about it.
Well, then stop doing it. If you're not sticking your tongue down his throat, then what is the purpose?
Not, you're not making out. What are you doing?
You're just getting his goat. Do you want out of the relationship?
No, you're just saying goodbye.
That's what I'm wondering.
I'm gonna sort of put the pieces of the puzzle.
Yeah.
Wait. She started out with, "I should kick my parents in the nuts because of the name, but because they're a pain in the ass."
Right.
So we would just based on that surmise that you had some pretty rocky relationship with your dad. I bet your current boyfriend is a really nice guy. And you're hell bent on sabotaging that. You got to get out of that relationship because it means real intimacy, and that's too uncomfortable for you. You need a nice asshole to take care of you.
Just get out.
Asshole?
Well, that's what you're looking for. You're engaged, right?
Yeah, we met each other a year ago, and after a month, he proposed to me. After a month knowing him,
right? But he's a good guy, and you love it in a way, but another way you can't tolerate it. And so you need to bring chaos into the relationship.
You need to sabotage it. You're going to get out of this. And it's because of your crappy relationship with your dad.
What's your dad do?
He's an electrician.
Aha.
What do you do?
You hear the despise in her voice.
What do you do? What do you do to you?
Well, he's not my real dad. I don't know my real dad.
Oh, okay.
But
what happened to your real dad?
I don't know what happened to him. He's gone.
You never asked your mom what happened?
Well, they were married when she was 16, and then she met this guy, and then just he adopted me and my older brother.
And when you were how old?
3.
And what happened to your dad in those first 3 years?
My real dad?
All right. Hey, Rachel, don't get married. I can't talk to you. I go out in the parking lot and talk to the security guy's dog.
The car.
I have a better conversation.
Automobile.
It's like, who? My dad? Yeah, where is he? I don't know.
Like, my dad?
Like, how dare you for asking where he is? And then, so you figure the guy left at birth.
Yeah.
Now it turns out he left at 3, and she has no idea what you're asking.
Yeah, something awful happened that she hasn't been unwilling to ask about it. Mom's been hiding it, so there you go.
Okay,
good guys always finish last.
Here,
good guys get jacked.
Here is, not literally, unfortunately, here's the deal, Rachel. You're 22. You're still acting out. You had a bad past. Fine. A little therapy, a little counseling. Don't get married yet.
Right.
That's all. Don't get engaged. And when you're kissing these guys and causing this conflict, that's basically the message you're sending, which is, I'm not ready to get married yet. That's a good impulse. Stay with the guy. Postpone the marriage, and we'll be back. Yay! Love line, y'all. I'm Adam. That's Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Slash from Guns N' Roses. And, of course, Slash's Snake Pit and many other endeavors will be in here tomorrow night. And
awesome.
It'll be good to see Slash. Awesome. I love that Slash.
Does he come with a hat when he's in studio?
Yeah.
He does?
He did last time.
Did he?
Yeah, not in this studio. The TV, I think.
Yeah. I understand. But no, I'm curious what he looks like.
He still can't see his face.
He's got a beret on. He's all clean.
He's Slash. And let me tell you something about Slash. Slash is Slash, no act. I mean, what you see is what you get, or what you don't see is what you do get.
He seems dirty, like he smells.
Yeah. We'll always remember him for talking to us during commercial break and dropping his cigarette into his boot and going, oh, dude, well, it burned his foot.
Slash was on the TV show. Slash, yeah, during the commercial, he said, you know, I got a big tat, big Slash's Snake Pit tat on my back. It was like on the back of his shoulder. And he goes, let me show it to you. And he's smoking. I mean, he smokes constantly. So he's got the cigarette hanging out of his mouth. And I like guys who smoke a ton because they do stuff and smoke. Like these guys who work on cars with the cigarette, shoot pool,
pump gas,
swing a golf club, yeah, refill the propane canister, whatever it is. There's nothing better than seeing a dude with two hands full, like wrenching on a Buick and the cigarette dangling from the mouth and holding a conversation with the cigarette just sort of bobbing up and down on the lip. So Slash goes, yeah, let me show you this. So he takes his shirt and he pulls it over his head in order to basically expose his shoulder and show me this tat. As he pulls the shirt over his head, his lit cigarette falls down and lands in a pair of motorcycle boots, sort of Mad Max kind of riding boots, the kind that buckle up. His aren't buckled up. His are open.
And he's wearing them.
He's Slash.
And they're open at the top, so they create a sort of a funnel. The thing falls right down. Lands in his boot lit, and so he doesn't notice, and he's going on about the tat, and I'm like, Slash, your cigarette, it's in your boot, yeah, all right. Anyway, you know, note the detail on the thing. And I'm like, Slash, your boot's on fire. It's like, didn't care too much about that. Matthew Lillard is our guest. You can find him on Summer Catch, which is the movie that is out in theaters as we speak nationwide. And he's with his good buddy Freddie Prinze Jr., who, like I said at the beginning of the show, is just one of the nicest guys in the world. We did, Down to You? Was that a movie of his?
Yeah.
I think there was a man show bit in that movie, and we talked to him a little bit. Fine. And just a great guy. Tony?
Yeah.
You're 41?
Got it, man.
What's up?
You know, just wanted to call and talk to you guys about, you guys kind of relate everything to family and all that, and your relationships, man. And I just always, I've had like 4 relationships in my whole life, you know, and it's like I'm attracted to girls that don't have dads and come from families, and it's just like...
Ooh. All right, hold on a second there, Tony. You cannot use the F word.
Happens every time I'm on the show, somebody says it.
Oh, because it happens every night. Yeah. But listen, you guys will know it's okay to use the F word when you hear me using it every third sentence.
The way you normally do.
The way I would...
The way you normally talk.
The way I would normally talk, right. Until then, you may not use it. I'm putting Tony back on hold here so he can think about his use of the language, and then we'll get back with him. Michelle?
Yeah?
You're 15?
Yeah.
What's up?
Hi. I just want to say Matthew Lillard, you're a really cool guy.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, my question is, I have a butterfly tongue. You know what that is?
You mean where your tongue sort of flaps?
Yeah, you know that stringy thing that's underneath your tongue?
Yeah.
Well, it's connected, like, way to the tip of your tongue.
Is that your frenulum?
That, yeah.
Okay,
that
well,
membrane underneath your tongue?
Yeah.
Yeah, that thing.
It, it goes all the way up?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay.
To the end of your tongue?
Pretty much, almost.
Okay.
So I can't stick it out.
All right.
Is that butterfly tongue?
Yeah.
That's not a butterfly, you know, palate and butterfly tongue. That's what I refer to it. They're palps that people have neurologic problems. They actually keep flapping all the time. It's bizarre looking. It looks like flaps like a butterfly.
Yeah, like old people do that. Right?
Well, people, heroin addicts get that.
Hello? Marlene Ames?
No. It's in the back. It's literally in the back, just flopping all the time. Can you imagine dealing with that all the time?
Yeah.
And it from midbrain damage from drug use and stuff.
All right, Michelle. So.
Okay, so I'm wondering, I want to get it clipped, you know, because it kind of sucks.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering what the procedure is. You know, how it goes on and what do they do or whatever, you know.
I've never seen the procedure done. I'm sure your nose and throat doctor could do it. It's probably very minor. They just clip and sew. And,
And didn't Gene Simmons have that done so
that's
he could stick
I've
his
heard,
tongue out and touch his navel with it?
But it's something that probably you just go home right afterwards. There's probably a lot of swelling and pain and tenderness and use ice. And
why do you want to get a clip? Why does it suck?
Because you can't kiss.
Oh, you can't because you can't stick your tongue out of your mouth.
You can't stick your tongue out. So it's...
Right. All right.
Oh, listen.
Look
at this.
We got someone who's had the surgery twice. How many tongues does this guy have?
Damien? Three.
It says it's
his name's Damien.
Oh, that's right. It's Mark of the Devil in his mouth. Hi, Michelle?
Yeah?
You just keep listening. We'll talk to Damien,
okay.
who's our devil phone screener over here. Damien had this done?
That's what he said. Let's get him on the horn here.
Hey, Damien?
Get on the mic.
He's such a retard. Look at him talking over there. Put those cans on there, Damien. You've had this done?
Yes, I had the surgery done when I was born.
Mm-hmm.
It was severely done where I couldn't even lift my tongue above the bottom of my mouth.
Hmm.
And then it didn't go correctly, you know, whatever. But
right.
When I was about 13, I had it recut. Mm-hmm. And it's a totally easy surgery. They do it inside the doctor's office.
Yeah,
it took like 5 minutes, if that.
Yeah.
And the doctor just goes in, he numbs the tongue, and he does like...
Snips it, and that's it.
Yeah, like 10 little cuts around the little circle, and then you're healed.
Yeah. His boyfriend paid for the procedure, by the way. Now he gets great oral. Damien does. Oh, let me attest to it. Not only does he pour a mean cup of coffee, but great oral. Drew, you got to get in on some of that during the next commercial. It's
next
great. Great
unacceptable.
Oral. All right, Michelle, there you go.
All right, thank you.
Damien,
did they call it butterfly tongue with you?
Yeah, that's what
Hang on.
No, they just called it, like, tongue-tied or something.
Yeah, it's not. I've never heard. Butterfly tongue is something totally different in my experience.
All right, Michelle.
All right.
So go see a ear, nose, and throat guy and get it done.
Okay, thank you.
There you go.
Bye.
All right. You know, I understand the throat and nose part of ear, nose, and throat, but the ear seems like it's far enough away that they don't need to specialize in that one, too. Eye, nose, and throat, I could go for that.
Mm-mm.
Eye and ear, I could go for. The ear and the nose seem. I mean, the nose and the throat seem connected, but mm-hmm. the ear thing, is that connected? Is that tubes go in there?
Yeah, they go to the throat. But you're right. The ear tends to go to off as a separate specialty.
Yeah. So they're more ear, nose, and throat guys are mostly nose and throat guys, right?
Mostly, yeah. They tend to be or ear guys.
All right. That's a fascinating stuff, Jamie.
Yeah.
You know, it's boring when you bring up the question and then are bored with it halfway into it. Like, oh, jeez, why did I ask that boring one?
Boring!
Thank you. Jamie, go ahead. 14.
I was wondering, does, like, girls masturbate? And, like, if they do, like, how?
What do you mean, how?
Like, how would they do it? Because, you know, sometimes guys, they touch the balls or something.
No, that's not like, how that's not how guys do it.
Interesting.
I don't
especially
really
know. Especially not
Matthew. I just heard my friend talking about it.
How guys touch their balls when they masturbate?
I don't know, my friend does.
No. My balls are in the next room watching TV when I masturbate. I call them in when I need them, but I don't like them there, arguing amongst themselves, talking.
Okay.
So you're saying you don't have balls, so what are you going to do?
Well, yeah, because I don't even know if girls masturbate, because I only thought guys did.
Right.
Because one of my girlfriends, she asked me, like, do you masturbate? And then I didn't really get the question, because I always thought guys does.
Right.
And then I said no, and then the guy's, like, looking at me, and he's like, whatever.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, okay. Turn your radio down.
What?
Turn your radio down, goofball.
I have no radio.
Oh, really?
It's my brother took it.
That's good. Nice. The guy with the balls?
Yeah.
Okay, Jamie, you're 14.
Yeah.
You're not ready to masturbate yet.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah.
And when the time comes, it will work its way out for you.
Although,
no
although I've been on record many times saying that women need to create a language of their own that helps them understand what this process is for a woman, because it's different than for a man. It is very different for many women.
Yeah, like what? What do you mean?
Like that whole thing that Anne talks about lighting candles and getting in that special space where
you misunderstood. She put a candle up her. Light it.
See how confusing this is for me?
A penis-shaped candle. Unfortunately, she used a sand candle once and really did some damage.
See, they need to have these sort of tips for one another.
And by the way, do they still make those sand candles?
No. That was 79, gone.
Remnant of the 70s?
Yes.
That, went out with the God's eye and the lanyard?
Mm-hmm.
What the hell they do at camp? Oh, now they just F each other at camp. When I went to camp, there was like canoeing and
candles?
Making lanyards and candles. Now it's everyone's just blowjobs and finger banging.
Camp's different.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Everyone bangs each other at camp, dude.
What goes on, Anderson? Do you make candles over there at that camp?
No, they fish, they go on horseback, they go hiking, that kind of archery.
Right, rape.
There's no dry anal rape.
Goes on. Okay, enjoy. Wait a minute, what name is that?
Antione?
Antoine.
Antoine.
Is that how you spell Antoine?
And the I's backwards.
Oh, that's why.
A-N-T-O-I-N-E.
Yeah. Forked tongue over there screwed it up. All right, go ahead, Antoine.
Hey, first question for Matt. Did you have to practice for the shaggy voice, or did it just come naturally?
No, I worked really hard.
Yeah, I'm like watching Scooby-Doo right now, and I'm like comparing voices, and you guys are like...
It's not bad, right?
On with it.
Well, the thing is that everyone in the world's going to think... You know, everyone's going to have an opinion. You're out there playing an icon, so everyone's going to hate you, so you might as well do the best you can.
Exactly.
Well, so I worked hard.
All right, well, let me ask this. You were hired then based on being you and not, he does the voice, let's get him.
Yeah, based on me, but then I had to go, the audition process. I did the whole pelvic walk, the whole follow, eat the ham, at the whole mouth, man. Well,
doesn't he walk kind of...
Oh, yeah, the whole hands forward, the whole pelvis.
Let's see a little walk.
I can't, okay.
Out here.
Bad for the radio, but good for us. Matthew Lillard going to do the Scooby Shaggy pelvic walk. Here it comes. He's going to walk by. All right, keep going. No. Nice. Oh, that was great.
Pretty good.
All right, Antoine?
Yes.
Is that showing off?
That was good.
Yeah.
Any other questions?
Showing off to everyone here.
Yeah, I have a bit of a problem. I'm a very morbid thinker, and for like the past 3-4 years, I've like dreamt of killing family members. I've like dreamt of killing my grandmother.
Uh-huh.
My little sister, aunts, nieces, friends.
Yeah, we get it. The whole
myself.
Group. You and I are cool, though, right, Antoine?
Yeah, but, I don't have any, like, animosity.
Hold on a second. Let me say something about Antoine. He's got range. First, like, how'd you get the role of Shaggy in the new Scooby-Doo movie? I'm thinking about killing my family. This is a rangy guy, this Antoine. All right, Antoine. So, thinking about killing the whole family.
Yeah, but, like I said, I don't have any hate or animosity towards anyone. I mean...
What is that you have, then? What would make you take someone's life? You love them so much that you have to...
I don't know. That's why I'm calling.
Yeah, well, that would be called hate.
But is it...
No, do you do speed?
What's that?
Do you do much speed?
No. No, I don't.
Adam, do you do any speed?
No.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, Antoine, do you do speed or not?
No, I don't.
Okay, why'd you have to labor over the answer so long?
I don't know. I'm kind of distressed about this, man. I mean, I don't understand why I'm doing this.
Well, if you're doing stimulants, that's what people normally do, cocaine or speed or ecstasy. That's the thinking
I'm taking ecstasy on occasion.
You're not doing anything regularly?
No.
All right.
And, I mean, this has been going on for a long time, and it's gotten to the point where I, like, think of having sex with an aunt or my little sister or cousin, and, I mean, I've had, like, wet dreams of having sex with my aunt, and...
Did somebody have
perfectly normal, perfectly healthy.
Did somebody have sex with you when you were a little kid?
Well, here's the thing. When I was 12, I had a cousin that was 11, and I was introduced to her maybe a year before, and she called me one day and said that she was into me regardless of whether we were family or not. And one day we went over to a cousin's of mine house, and I don't know what possessed me to do it, but I began like fondling with her, and she awoke. And to my account, she was on what I later found out she was on her period, and not, you know, there's no intercourse. But if she hadn't been on her period, I think we would have.
Okay, that doesn't make you a murderer, right?
I did draw blood.
I don't know. I mean, I try to suppress the thought, like the happening and all that. And I mean, it just keeps reoccurring. Well,
why don't you get some help with this?
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Well, that's the plan. Well, listen.
Yeah.
You know, these are disturbing thoughts. They're haunting you.
Yeah.
I don't think you're going to act on them. But even if you do or don't act on them, the point is why should you be haunted this way? Why should you go through life tormented this way?
Get help with that. Or also, don't you want to protect your family against the possibility that you could do something?
I mean, well, I'm kind of scared.
All right, you got to get some help. You got to get some counseling.
Yeah.
Do you go to school? Do you work? What do you do?
Graduated about two months ago. So.
Yeah. Another thing is you just sound pretty depressed.
Yeah, I mean...
Do you have anything you like to do in life besides kill family members? Any other hobbies?
Yeah, we gotta get you a PlayStation 2, bro. There's things to do out there that are fun.
Matthew's answer to everything is a PlayStation 2.
PlayStation 2.
Hey, look, do you have any friends?
I'm not very social. I don't have an extremely lively social.
Yeah. Do you have any friends?
I have friends, yes.
Okay.
Well, why don't you, connect with those friends? I mean, you know, you're an 18-year-old guy.
Yeah.
Get a girlfriend, hang out with your buddies, get a job. Do you have a job?
Well, no, not currently.
Okay, let me be honest with you. Antoine, being 18 sucks.
Yeah.
I mean, Drew and I have this discussion all the time. The guys that are, you know, heading out of high school and straight into college, they got something to do, and the guys that are trying to, you know, start a band and everything, they got stuff to do. And then there's the rest of us who just graduate high school and float around depressed looking for a job that's going to suck. The only job you're going to get is going to suck, but you got to fight through it.
Yeah.
You got to get a job. You got to start hanging out with your friends. You got to meet some chicks. You got to drink some beer at the park. And you got to get a little counseling to deal with these feelings that are going to potentially screw up your life and other family members' lives. He's depressed.
Mm-hmm. Among other things.
Gen X.
Let me, one more quick one. I know it sounds right. Antoine.
Yes.
You need to start disciplining yourself. You need to get up in the morning. You need to, like, jog 3 miles. You need to start motivating yourself. You into any kind of sports or exercise or anything like that?
Well, about 2 years ago, I used to run track and field. I was pretty heavy in sports and things like that. But
you need to start getting back into that. You need to, like, take walks at the park and listen to classical music and do push-ups.
You know, I try to, like, subside the thoughts, but they always reoccur. I mean, I try my hardest.
All right, then you got to get some help.
Move.
You got to get some therapy.
I'm a big fan of this whole theory of if your life sucks where you are, go somewhere else. There are 49 other states. Go and find something else to do.
Right. And there's other people to kill, perhaps even strangers. Antoine is scaring me a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Drew's going nuts because he's got, what, call the hospital?
Yeah, and Antoine's making me nuts a little bit.
Well, which is it? But it's mainly the hospital.
No, right? It's actually, I'm trying to decide what to do with Antoine.
Let me tell Antoine to hang on a second. Antoine?
Yes.
What do you want to do with Antoine? Antoine, you're not going to do anything stupid, are you?
Well, no.
Okay. Look, you're depressed, buddy, and you got to fight through it. You can't give in to it by doing drugs and killing your family.
Yeah, you know, I've had suicidal thoughts and things of that nature. And,
that's giving in to it, too. You got to get some help. You might need some medication.
And you don't have to suffer these feelings.
Now, where should he go? What should he do, Drew? Send him a direction.
Do you have any insurance, health insurance?
I don't think so. I can try to ask my mom, but you know, my mom doesn't think I have a problem. I mean, I've tried to talk to her about things.
That's part of the problem, though.
Yeah.
Do you have a doctor?
No.
Could you go to
a doctor?
Or could you go to a healthcare facility? Would you know where to go?
Well, anything to kind of, you know, guide me along the right path. I'm more than willing to do.
Talk to your mom. Good. Tell her you're having a lot of negative thoughts.
Yeah, you're depressed.
Leave out the part about killing her and effing your nephews, but... tell her you're really having some serious depressive thoughts, and you just want to talk to somebody.
You have trouble motivating. You go to the county facility, go to one of the university facilities, talk to mental health services there, and they will help you.
Right. And I don't want to disagree with our guest, Matthew, but please stay in Detroit. Don't come out here to L.A. Thanks, wise guy. Yeah, come on out. Bring the snake knives.
As long as we're cool.
We'll take a break. We'll be right back.
Back in a minute.
Hey, everybody. Yeah, love line. I'm Adam. There's Drew. Matthew, Christ, with this mic. Matthew Lillard is our guest tonight. Summer Catch is the name of his latest joint, which is out in the theaters. As we speak, he plays a catcher. You know what a cool invention is the. They have these pads that go on the heels of the catcher now.
I know, yeah. They're called knee savers.
Knee savers.
You can kind of rest a little bit while you're squatted down.
Eight-year-olds, seven-year-olds are using them.
Yeah.
Smart.
Yeah. I didn't like them.
Oh, did you try them?
Yeah, I thought they were awkward.
Felt weird?
I went old school.
Yeah, the other thing that happened, too, with catching is the catcher's mask has not changed in about 75 years. And then all of a sudden, the last couple of years, they have that integrated helmet mask thing that seems about 10 pounds lighter and a lot better. Catcher's mask, the old ones, heavy as hell.
Mm-hmm.
You ever wear one of those things?
Yeah, your head falls over.
Yank your head off. Yeah. Bunch of deal. And I always like it. I like it in Little League when the guys throw. They do it in the pros, but the Little League is even funnier. They throw the mask off every time the guy fouls the ball, even if it's nowhere near play. Poor guy's got to go get his mask, put it back on. Then it's like the guy foul tips the next one, the mask goes flying off. Then a guy tries to steal the mask. It's like the constant mask flying. I think guys get into catching because they love that move.
Boys, you got all that gear.
But there's something so cool about throwing that mask, whipping that mask off, and popping up.
Yeah, it's dramatic.
Even though the ball goes, 18, 20 rows deep into the stands, that mask has been thrown and you're running. Hey, Drew.
Matthew. Hey, Adam. What's going on?
Yes, Adam, buddy. What's up?
Is there any rule that says you can't, I'd like to have an extra mitt. There's nothing worse. Catching a pop fly of the catcher's mitt is like using a throw pillow to catch a ball. You have to sort of position it under it and hope it lands in the middle, Could you have another mitt
just
that you cap?
Throw off the catcher's mitt and get a fielder's mitt on?
Well, one of those pop flies is hit so incredibly high that you literally have 6-8 seconds sometimes with that ball in the air. You could easily toss on another mitt.
Like a little holster on your side?
Yeah, just like the mitt that the shortstop uses.
Yeah.
They toss that on. Plate the plate. They're always dropping the ball at the plate. They have to use the other hand to cup it in.
Yeah.
There's a rule that says you can't go out with another mitt?
Probably.
Yes, the rule of common sense.
Definitely.
Plate to plate, Drew. You'd sure like to have that. How many times have you seen the ball pop out at the plate?
Plenty.
Almost every time. Even at the pro level, they have trouble fielding that one hopper.
210-pound guy smashing into you.
But the catcher mitt has a web, but not much of a web. So they take the one hopper, they whip around to try to tag the guy, but they have to cradle it with the other hand at the same time, and the ball gets away from him. You put that shortstop mitt on, I bet you get the tag. I'm going to look into this, Drew. Two mitts. This is almost as good as Jimmy's fat guy goalie hockey idea, where you take the morbidly obese guy.
Just park him in front of
him. Stick him in the goal?
Yeah, one of these guys you see on Geraldo being carved out of his building. Where they have to take the window out of the building and use a cherry picker to get him out? Take this guy, weighs, 1,100 pounds.
Just park him.
And just park his ass.
Just float him on the ice.
Slide him. Yeah, use a forklift. Drop him. And just put the full padding on him. Something, just lay him down and fill up that whole goddamn
net.
Just
turn him backwards.
Yeah, just have him sit there.
Ass out.
Give him a sandwich.
Yeah.
Let him relax. They have the little thing of Gatorade, the water squeeze thing up on top.
Has he tried this yet?
A 6-foot sub up there for him to munch on during the game. I don't think there's anything in the rule book that says a goalie can only weigh up to 200 pounds or 250 pounds. I think there's a goal thing.
Yeah.
So it's my favorite part of every movie where an animal plays on the team, where the monkey is playing playing cornerback for the Detroit
Lions. All right, guys, there's nothing in the rule book that says the monkey can't play football.
Thank you. The opposing coach comes running out and says, a mule cannot kick field goals. And the umpire, the ref, yells at him. There is no, and he has the book on him, which is always funny, too, because you never see the guy with the actual rule book, and he's pointing at it. And I'm not sure what he's pointing at because there's nothing in there. And by the way, it must take you a while to read through, like, 150 pages of rules to find that there's nothing. There's nothing in this book that says a mule with a Yugoslavian owner cannot kick field goals at the pro level.
So play ball!
There's nothing in there that says a quarterback can't use a rocket-propelled hang glider to go over the defensive field, but I imagine it would not be allowed. A mule's kicking field goals. There's nothing in the rule book. Tina, must have been great writing comedy back then, or just writing in general. Jesus, Frank, how's a mule going to get... Use the rule book thing. There's nothing in it. Smart. That's why you get the big bucks, Frank. Tina?
Yes.
You're 19?
Yeah.
You know, there's nothing in the rule book that says a mule can't kick field goals.
Or that dog can't play soccer or football or basketball. What's up?
Hi. How are you guys tonight?
Good.
Good.
I don't know. Okay. I've been with my boyfriend for like 2 years. Okay, and I've been with a couple other guys before that, and I really never enjoyed sex until him. But still, I can't have an orgasm, and I'm just not very, like, wet, ever. Mm. And he thinks that I don't want him. And it's
you're
not
okay?
I
just had a little seizure
there.
A
little belch there. Yeah?
I'm sorry.
It was like a hiccup/slash belch.
Well, as usual, guys take everything as
I know,
as
and
them.
He thinks it's him, yeah. And I'm like, it's not you. I feel really bad.
Well, but it kind of is him. But be that as it may, are you on any medication?
No.
Adam, you on any medication?
No.
Well, no, because I was taking birth control, but I'm off right now.
Does he go down on you?
Yeah, see, I'm really not into all that either. I mean, ooh. I just feel really uncomfortable with it.
All right, well, there you go. There's your answer.
No, I let him.
We understand, but you're not comfortable with it.
I let a chick blow me once. Big mistake. I'll never let it.
Well,
do that.
You were so uncomfortable with it.
I let her do it. She was bugging me, so I said, fine, try it. It just didn't work out.
I want to be okay with it. Sometimes it's all right, but he poor thing, has done like everything you can possibly imagine to try. And he's
good
like,
for him. Yeah, but you're not into it. You're not. Maybe this is just something you're not into at this point in your life.
Well, it's because okay, I really enjoy it, like having sex with him. But like sometimes it'll get like really intense, and I'll like back up,
mm-mm.
And I'll like pull. Not kind of like.
All right. Anything we need to know about?
Mm-hmm. I don't believe so.
What'd she say? I don't believe so.
When'd you lose your virginity?
I'm 17.
All right. Anything bad or weird? Any daddy abusey?
Probably, yeah.
Funky father.
Who did that?
My stepdad.
Mm. What'd he do?
Well, I don't know. It's a lot of things. Not, like, consistently, but it happened, like, since I was little.
That seems pretty consistent. Mm. You're 17.
Well, no. It happened, like, when I was little, and then, like, not until, like, couple years later, you know, we went. I told my mom about it probably like this past year, and she's kind of like trying not to. She believes me, but she doesn't believe me.
What happened?
Well, she just doesn't want to deal with it.
Yeah, she just kind of like labels it. He didn't molest me. He's not a molester. He kind of just invaded my privacy, kind of thing.
He's been a molester?
No. She said he's not, but he just invaded my privacy.
What did he do?
Well, I remember a couple of things like. When we went on a family trip, we all slept, in the same bed when I was probably, like, 12. And he, like, tried to, I don't know, put his, like, hand up my shirt. I was sleeping, and I woke up and, like, tried to, you know, touch my chest. And I kind of, like, pretended I was sleeping, kind of put my arm underneath so he couldn't. But he kind of moved my hand out of the way. And,
Was your mom in bed, too?
Yeah, she was sleeping.
I wonder if he just sort of thought he was...
We were, like, at a family's house, and we're, you know... Oh, like in the room.
Oh, okay, so what else? Well, listen, you're calling from Riverside, right?
Yeah.
So you got problems. I mean, let's be honest. Anyone who calls from Riverside or Bakersfield is effed, and there's big trouble.
I'm not that deep at Riverside.
No, look, this guy's it. Hold on. you were living with a guy. This guy's been your stepdad for how many years?
Since I was 2.
Right. And the guy's inappropriate, and you're, you know, freaked out a little
bit.
Yeah, right?
it's tough.
He makes me very uncomfortable.
Yeah,
and
he does.
I don't like it to touch him because it makes me sick to my stomach.
I think that's where your feelings about men are sort of stymied right now.
Yeah, I don't know. He's kind of weird. My friends feel it, too, sometimes. And, even my boyfriend, I remember one time we're at the river, and I was wearing
The river.
He's dirty. Your stepdad's dirty.
No, this was her boyfriend.
It was the whole family trip, okay? My boyfriend was in the boat, and I was, leaning over to get something, and I guess my dad was looking at me. My boyfriend gave me a towel to put on myself because he didn't like the way my dad was looking at me.
Yeah. Okay, by the way.
That's a little...
Hey, Tina?
Mm-hmm.
There's energy here. There's issues. Your dad's an idiot. Your mom's kind of in denial.
She's a very not strong person.
Well, she's stupid is what she is, and you have that for a mom.
Well, you know, I moved out at my
house. Good. All
then
right.
I kind of moved back in because it's really expensive. No.
In Riverside, they pay you to live in Riverside. I get flyers every day. Please move to Riverside. We'll pay any family. A family of two kids would pay $850 a month. Single guys would pay $700. And single women get $1,200 a month.
Go work at that Mission Inn. They have armies of young people working there.
I don't live that far any but Riverside.
Look. You move out of that house. Do you hear me?
See, this is what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to save my money right now because we're going to get married soon. And
No.
You're 19.
Oh, listen.
No. Because there's so much more to life than marriage at 19.
Just look at the statistics. Look at this data on 20-year-old marriages. It's 0%. Survival of the marriage.
You at 19, you think you know. You don't know. Am I right? I mean,
no,
so much of the world is still there.
Now, you got a screwball stepdad.
I'm going to school. I've been working since I was 16.
Good job. You're not a loser. You're just surrounded by losers.
Tina, get out of that house.
I already was.
Then keep going. So how could you go back?
I know you was.
It's like an alcoholic saying, I was not drinking then.
Huh?
Listen. You're back in the house. Your stepdad's an idiot.
Oh, I just don't associate with him. He tries to talk to me, and I don't.
But he's got a webcam in your room. I guarantee it. The guy's a weirdo. He's a whack job. Get out.
Get out of that house.
I'm telling you what. If you get out, ends meet. You can it will all work out if you just get out.
Move deeper into Riverside. Get near that Mission Inn.
You know why Riverside's such a dump? It's got the word river right in it. And the thing about the river is it beckons the white trash. Yeah. White trash loves that goddamn river.
I've never been. I want to go so bad.
What does that say about Matthew?
I have white trash in my blood.
No,
baby.
He's never been. Look, here's
the
thing.
He's so white and so trashy. He's got
so bad want to go.
A longing for that river. It's calling to him in his dreams.
The thing about the lake beckons sort of whitish trash, sort of beige trash, you know. But the river is albino trash. That's who goes to the river. And when they're not at the river, they just talk about the river.
The river is dirty.
We're going to get ourselves a case of Schlitz or maybe some Pabst Tall Boys. I just put a lift kit on the Dodge. I got a Kirker pipe for the jet ski. I know I owe some money in back payment and child support, but I figure let's put it into the jet ski, and we're going down to the river.
I got this whole box of beads. Show your boobies.
All right, listen, Tina, and you know what? These kind of guys, by the way, the stepdad kind of guy, in a way, are even more disturbing to me than just the molester. The molester guy I look at as a guy who almost has a disease, and it's like, okay, that's his thing. Yeah. Pedophile, molester.
Sick guy.
Sicko guy. The guy who's sort of like, I'm a normal dude. My stepdaughter's a piece of ass.
Sinister.
Kind of her fault for growing them boobies at 12. So, sure. I'm not going to do anything stupid, but you put me in the same bed with her, I'm going to cop a feel. Now, meanwhile, this girl then, imagine growing up in this environment where you got this shady, weird sinister guy who's plodding around the house. Your mom is numb. and it, all this stuff is completely over her head, and you feel like you can't confide in your mom because she won't believe you. It'll freak her out, and you can't. So you're creeping around, and each time you get out of the shower, you have to bundle up like an Eskimo and then take a peek down the hall to make sure this jack-off doesn't have a couple of beers in him and is not going to try to lift the back of your robe up. Guys like this, just kill yourself, you idiots, you selfish retards. Just put a goddamn gun in your mouth and take your head off. You all have guns. I know you do. Just take your head off. Please, you're trash. You're human excrement. You really are. You just kill yourselves.
Whoa.
You weirdos. Just hey, you ballless fags, just kill yourselves, would you? Kill yourself. You guys are trying to grab a piece of your stepdaughter, ruining her life. Now she's all freaked out, can't have an orgasm. She's going to marry some idiot like you, and then he's going to have a go at her kids. Just kill yourselves right now, and we can end this. Do the have some dignity. Do the one brave thing you may have done in your life is just take your own head off with a shotgun. Just put your big toe right on the trigger and take that white trash head off. Would you please, guys?
All right.
Please.
Okay.
And you idiot moms who are out there bringing these wolves into the chicken coop, you guys, you should just kill yourselves, too. Don't blow your head off. Just OD. But just stop the cycle, would you? Down to the river. Please.
Break.
What? Okay. Drew, what do you think? Seriously. If someone paid you $1 million, where would you... Bakersfield, Riverside, or hell?
Ooh. Hell might be interesting.
1 week.
Hell could be at least a cultural experience by comparison to the other two.
Riverside's not that bad.
Listen, I'd like $5,000 to fly over Riverside in a Learjet. Just to actually be in that airspace.
You're quite a mood tonight.
Can't be as bad as Bakersfield, though. Nothing's worse than Bakersfield.
Oh, you just drove through Fontana last week.
Oh, what a dump. I drove through Fontana. I just drive with my head on a swivel thinking, what the F are you people living here for? What are you living here? Get out. Get out. Move, everybody. Everyone move. Not here. No, go to Mexico. I'm going to Canada, and we'll take a little break. We'll be back.
Loveline. 1-800-LOVE-191. Back in a minute.
Hey, everyone. It's Loveline. Drew was telling me how the Gays were going to take over the world during the break.
Wouldn't you be happy?
Yeah, I would.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be a utopia?
I love the Gays. I really do. I consider myself an honorary gay. And
Were you made one?
No, I was not made one, but I'm looking forward to it.
I see.
Well, you know how it is when, the Yankees win the World Series, they go to the White House, and then Clinton puts the hat on and the jacket, and they make him look an honorary teammate. I'm that way with the Gays. Nice. I'm a big gay fan. I love the Gays.
Gay supporter. Adam Carolla.
They recycle, these people do. They don't overpopulate.
They rarely beat the crap out of each other.
No, they're very, very gentle people, and their lawns are always finely manicured. They always, whatever.
Dress nice.
Whatever neighborhood the gays move in, the dollar, the real estate goes right up.
Mm-hmm. Excellent hygiene.
Amazing hygiene. They're the only guys who exfoliate, like regularly. You ever see like gay guy's skins? Like the guy, it's like his skin is winking at me. It looks like, you know, in a cartoon when the guy buys a new car and it goes ping and there's like little things. Gay guys are like that. And you're like, how old is that dude? He's 47. Jesus Christ, he looks brand new. He looks like he just got scrubbed down. Washboard abs and a skin that glows. And it's like, yeah, you got it. You got it. Being gay is like being a chick. You got to keep in shape.
Well, because you're dealing with men.
You're dealing with men. Yeah,
that's
you can't let yourself go.
I heard this theory that gay men have excellent bodies to show because the health is such an issue in the gay population with the AIDS epidemic.
No.
It's not a bad theory.
Because men like visual. And they're dealing with men.
Right.
Yeah, see, gay guys are dealing with guys.
How do you explain the American bear theory?
Well, there is a certain group in every sexual population that's just there for the deviant crap.
Deviant quality?
American bear is a fat, hairy guy. They've been trying to get Jimmy to pose for years.
No. No.
Celebrity centerfold?
Celebrity skin.
No.
Jimmy the sports guy.
He's in celebrity fur.
Oh.
They had Ed Asner. Robin Williams, and now they're looking for Jimmy Kimmel.
That's terrible.
Oh, yeah. Where's the vomit sound?
There's a great It's a great gay magazine. It's just fat, hairy, biker-looking dudes. Yeah.
Oh, Gina must be moved.
No, I don't know if there's been any formal offers. I think he's in negotiations. He can't talk about it.
Yeah. You know? How much are they going to pay him? I can't talk about it.
He's not doing it for the money. He's doing it for the art. He wants a tasteful layout where he's spread out on a drop cloth eating with covered in potato chips. Just hairy ass hanging out.
Driving an 18-wheeler.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
John?
Yes.
You're 29?
I am.
What's up?
How you doing, guys?
Good.
Okay, so I've been seeing this... a very close friend of mine for about 5 years. Actually, we've known each other for 10. We've been seeing each other in a sort of a social circle. Everybody's got the same friends. We're very close. All of our friends say, you guys should be married. I care for her a great deal. When I ask her about the subject of marriage, she gets a little iffy about, you know, needing her career and getting sort of her life in order. Doesn't want to do it till after 30. She's a couple years younger than me. You know, I see myself being with her, you know, going forward.
Well, I don't think she sees herself with you, though.
Yeah.
Because somebody's not into this, or it would be going forward.
But we've been semi-intimate.
No,
we haven't had sex.
No.
Yeah.
No, no sex after 5 years. Game over, JoJo.
Is she single?
She is.
Yeah, here's the
shame. She's not even dating. She's not even dating.
I wonder if she... Is she gay or something, too, maybe?
Lesbian?
Maybe bi. Maybe. Oh, I don't think so. She's very...
You want her to be bi, but she's gay.
But I think she's experimented, and it didn't go well for her, so she's...
Right.
Was she in a relationship?
She got squirted. That happened to me once.
Was she in a relationship with a woman for a while?
No. Just, you know,
pink eye. It was
just
horrible.
Sort of tested the water. Didn't go well.
All right. Hey, John.
Yes.
Let me give you some sobering news here. You've known this girl for 10 years.
5 years.
No, 10. They've been going out
for
10.
Been very close for 5. We've known for 10. Yeah, that's right.
Thank you, Drew.
Sorry.
Why don't you just throw something while I'm talking and break the glass or something? It'd be less distracting. Thank you. All right. 10 years, 5 years you've been close. You've been dating for those 5 years, or what have you been doing for those
five
years?
Well, you know, we spend time alone.
No.
Very close.
No. Listen, what kind of fantasy land are you living in, John?
Probably a big one.
Okay.
There you go.
Thank
bro.
You. I really do love your honesty. She's not into you that way. Now, this happens. And you know what happens once in a while with women and with men? It's like they know they should be into you. Their friends say they should be into you, and they should be into you, but they're not.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, if you pinned her down, she'd probably say, I wish I was into you, and I should be. I'm not.
These are the kind of things that make awful marriages, too. People like who are gay trying to be straight. It's that kind of thing. They're
right.
Trying to be something they're not.
It's happened with Drew's first marriage.
You're a nice guy. She doesn't want to hurt your feelings. You're friends. Everyone's friends. She doesn't want to screw that up.
And meanwhile, you're sort of obsessing and essentially putting your life on hold, your social life at least, waiting for something to happen that's not really happening.
Here's the funny thing. When I go to try to date, and I have... Like, mm-hmm. I tried to go move on.
You think right. about her all the time.
I start getting that vibe from her, like, wait a minute, I thought we had something.
Oh. Well, she's manipulating a little. She's insecure.
She's not a good person, then.
And she's putting her life on hold and your life on hold. And this whole, all the discussion about career and kids and whatever, school, commitment, whatever, you guys could, if she was into you, you'd be hanging out. I mean, you'd be together. You'd be getting it on. You'd be boyfriend and girlfriend, and you get married in 5 years. John, you got to start dating. Find other people. Hey, if it's a rude awakening for her, fine. Meanwhile, you get on with your life.
She's got some stuff going on.
She's got stuff going on, and John is trying to save her, and they don't have anything going on.
That's right.
They're not doing anything. All right.
But that's kind of what they both want.
Wait a minute, John?
Yeah.
Have you ever kissed her?
Oh, yeah. I mean, like I said, we've done third base... Tough out, pickled between, you know, home and third base. Like,
when was the last time that happened?
Last week.
All right.
Yeah, but that's, maybe. I don't know. She's playing you, bro. You're getting played. I'll tell you, the best thing to happen, go get yourself a real girlfriend.
Right.
And watch how fast she goes away.
Speaking of third base, Summer Catch come out in theaters.
Good times.
Nice.
Yeah, it's good.
Nice time.
Good transition time. There.
Baseball
huh?
movie.
You ever heard him do Shaggy?
Lines. It's getting worse, progressively worse as night goes along.
Lines.
That's great. Yeah, now it's like, Songs. Jessica, 16.
Hi.
I just want to say, Matthew, I love you, and I love SLC Punk. I think it was a great movie.
Thanks.
I was just wondering, I've been having this for about 10 months now,
uh-huh.
and the first guy I was with, I really thought we had something special, and it was like a six-month relationship, and my mom knew we were serious, but I don't think she knew we were having sex. And then now I'm with this other guy, and I've known him for about 2 years, and we just started dating. But, like, I have a hard time, like, looking her in the eye. Like, I feel like she knows that I'm having sex or that she will know. And I was just wondering if it's a good idea to tell her and how I would go about it.
Mm. Well, looking her in the eye when you're talking about sex?
No, just when I'm talking to her in general. Mm.
Just about anything you can't look her in the eye?
Yeah. Mm.
Oh, you got to get over that.
I know.
I kind of like that, though.
And
I kind of like that, though, because it means she really wants to have an open relationship with her mom and just can't quite bring herself to it.
Like, me and my mom, we have a pretty open relationship about everything else.
Can you do you ever spend like a weekend with your mom alone, just kind of
dyking off?
Like we used to, except for the fact that she just got married again.
Ooh,
interesting. And it's her third marriage.
Oh boy!
Yeah, you want to talk to her? What's your mom into? What's she do? Real estate?
No, she like has an office job.
All right. Why are all real estate women nuts? I was just thinking about that.
But I agree with you about the whole ex-stepdads killing each other. I mean, killing themselves and each other.
What happened to you, Jessica?
Well, my mom's second marriage, he was pretty much an asshole.
All right. Well, she brought... I don't know. Oh, God.
And what did the stepdad do to you?
Pretty much everything but sex.
Oh. All right.
Holy cops on this guy. This guy is just...
I know. See, the thing is like, my mom called CPS.
Good.
And,
good.
Yeah, she divorced him right away when I told her.
Good.
Good. Good for her.
Yeah, I was very proud of her.
You're one for mom.
But the thing is, she didn't press charges because the thing is, I would have had to go to court and, like, be in the same room with him.
Right.
And I was so scared. And
right. All right, that was okay. That's all right.
How long did that go on for, by the way?
Since I was probably about seven up until about seventh grade.
Well, see, there's why you can't look at your mom in the face. There's issues there. So
I
much deeper.
I used to know her fine, except for until I started having sex.
You know what? You just need to spend more time around your mom. Just spend a little time with her. That's about all. The only advice I'd give you.
Would it be a good idea to tell her, though? I'm thinking about telling her about the other guy and then not telling her about my current boyfriend.
Yeah, tell her about the... Always be one guy behind.
See if she gives you opportunity to be open-ended in your discussion, to be accepting of what it is you're doing. And if you feel her becoming judgmental or harsh...
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like she... I mean, it seems like the relationship's... that's there.
Seems like it's pretty good. Just spend more time.
All right, we got to take a break. Mom letting her be sexually abused for like 6 years at home.
Scary.
6 years? Mm-hmm. Come on, Ma. We'll be back.
Living.
Yeah. Love line, everybody. I want to thank Matthew Lillard for coming out here. Always good to see Matthew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where do I fall on the list of celebrity guests?
Let's move up.
You
high.
Move way up tonight.
Come on, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I really...
With that Shaggy thing, way up.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, nice. Gotta remember the Shaggy thing next time I come back.
Please do, by the way, come back when the... 12 ghosts?
13 ghosts. And Finder's Fee, Jeff Probst. You know,
oh, really?
And Freddie Prinze Finder's Fee.
And,
no, Freddie's not in this one.
And Scooby-Doo. When they all come out, whenever they come out, whatever order they come out, you just come back each time, give them a plug.
Okay. Nice!
All right, Summer Catch, everyone. Name of the movie, go out and see that. Slash in here tomorrow night. And until next time, this is Adam Kroll for Dr. Drew saying, mahala. Hey, you ball-less fags, just kill yourselves, would ya?
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Engel. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.